Hey, Nate.
Don't you think you felt you were playing better as a team in that Chicago game than maybe you have recently?
Yeah, I think so. I think, we had a pretty good aggressive plan, and I thought our guys really did a nice job communicating, and we're playing hard really most of the game, and that's what I was trying to tell you before. You know, we're not waiting for the open week to play good football. I thought we were on our way to playing some pretty decent football. A couple things we could have cleaned up, but I know our guys were playing hard, and that's a step in the right direction. Yeah, that's.
And Bowens, I mean, he seemed like he said he played every snap. Can he continue to, hold up under those circumstances?
Yeah, I think, David did an excellent job stepping in there. And, he's definitely the guy that's going to get the call. And, there's ways, some plays we can take off of him so he won't have to play the entire game. We have some young guys ready to go, but. With some certain packages, but David definitely gets the first call up. And here's a guy that's had experience playing all over the place, and he hasn't flinched. He never flinched in the game, and thought he did a really good job.
When you look back at that first Baltimore game, they had three walk-in touchdowns. So now what do you do to make sure that doesn't happen again?
Well, I mean, there's a reason, they had, some successful running plays. I think they're very successful in the red zone and in third down. Situational defense, I think Cam Cameron does an excellent on offense, situational offense. He's always done an excellent job. And we had a couple mistakes in there that obviously we're working on cleaning up. Cam's a very multiple guy, where he runs the ball out of different looks and different running plays. And I'm sure he's got some up his sleeve, but we've had a couple of weeks to prepare now and look at ourselves, and hopefully we come out flying.
Ray Rice, and is he a particular challenge for the inside guys who haven't played a lot?
Well, I mean, I think he's a challenge for everybody, even if they got the most experienced guys. This guy is, a little stick of dynamite, so he's very effective in the passing game and also in the running game. They're playing him more. They're not substituting him near as much as they were early. So his numbers have gone up. I think he's had a bunch of 100-yard rushing games. So, we have to be ready to go, and we've had a long week in preparation. We looked at ourselves, had a great week there last week, and this week, we're off to a good start. And, you really have to be on point. This is one of the top offenses in football. We're getting ready to play.
Is it realistic to expect coming out of a bye? I mean, can you guys make, not just defensively, but as a team, make a huge –
Sure. I mean, there's a reason, at least I can only speak for defense. We stayed three nights in a row there on the open week. So we had what I call Phil Einstein, Essenstein, or whatever his name is. We call him Einstein because he's probably smarter than all of us. But he goes on those midnight runs to get food and everything. But, we're trying to get better. It's not okay just to, just to be, the laughingstock of the league. We want to come in here and start fighting and do better. And like I told you before, Chicago, we want to have a better product. And we want to do better as coaches. We know our players do. Our guys show up every week. They work hard. They're in meetings. They're attentive. They care. And, we care as well. So we want to do a great job. And we've got a tough opponent this week, but at this time, they're all tough.
Jamal Lewis was saying that he feels that Mangini's been pushing the players too hard. Practices have been too long, too tough, et cetera. He backtracked a little bit on that today, but what are your thoughts? Have these practices been too tough?
No, I think, I'm not sure, what the comments were there by Jamal. I know we have a lot of young guys on defense, and you have to practice to get these guys the reps and get them ready to play defense and play good ball. So not sure what those comments were. We've practiced. I thought we've had some good practices. And, it looks like, hopefully we can be ready for Monday night. It's an exciting time for us, exciting time for the Cleveland Browns. And I know our guys on defense need all the time we can get. We'd have more if we could, we do have some changes in there, and we've got different packages, so we're looking at a lot of things. And selfishly, I'd like to, keep working, you know, and to, you know, keep working and keep getting better. That's what we have to do.
Sorry, does Coach Mangini turn to you and the other coaches to kind of gauge the pulse of the team?
I think, Coach Mangini, you're talking about, you know, guy that knows football. He knows the pulse of the game. We talk about a lot of things. It's not always football. But he knows ball. And to me, he's right on point, of course. And, working these guys the way, you know, we're working them, there's so many new players and new faces out there that, when you look at things, there could be guys that start on the fourth string on the depth chart that are starting and things like that. And, you don't cry about it. You work them. And you work them and get them ready and watch them do well.
You said it's no good to be the laughing stock of the league. Do you feel like you guys are?
No, I don't. I don't at all. But I know, I'm sure there's people that criticize us. But I see improvement. I saw improvement last, 2 weeks ago. And I saw improvement during a week of practice, when we're looking at ourselves and finding ways we can get better. And this Monday night, hopefully we keep growing as a team and getting better. And I think that's what we're going to do. I'm pretty confident about that, too.
David, playing inside, that Jason Trusnik will start again on the outside, and if that's the case, could you talk a little bit about his performance against Chicago and what you're expecting?
Which one, Trusnik? He's done really well since he's come over here. I think he's had a couple sacks. He's had a couple other ones where he could have had them, where a teammate got to him. But this guy's been fantastic. Ever since we got him, he's playing multiple roles. A quick learner, smart guy, tough guy. Way I would picture a typical kid from Ohio. You know, if you get in a bar fight with him, it's going to be a long one, you know. But he's that type of kid. I really like this guy. I think he's a real fine player. And toughness isn't a problem for him. I think he'd be in there all day if it got into it. So proud of the way he goes by, about his work. I think we really got someone special here and that we can develop, and he'll be a vital part of our defense for years to come.
When you look at Derek Mason, he thought about retiring, he walked away for a couple weeks.
Yeah, I wish he would have, I really do.
I mean, even before you got here, he's had big games against the Browns. What is it about him that just makes him so good?
Yeah, I don't think he just picks the Browns. I think he's had big games against everybody. Guy's fantastic. I don't think anybody runs any better routes, and especially comebacks and curls, than Mason does. And he's such a competitive guy. You know, I was shocked when he was retiring. I know he was hurt, that his friend passed, and, a terrible situation there. But he's such a great competitor. He's like these Hines Ward guys, without the blocking elements, but he's such a, you just see the competitiveness just ooze off of him, and he's so quick, and he's productive. They're in the red zone, they're using him more now, and really is a tremendous player.
You talked about all the changes on your linebackers because of the injuries and guys being shifted back and forth. With all that being said, how satisfying is it to see Wembley playing the way he's playing?
I think, a guy, here's a young man that's a very positive person. He's an outstanding athlete, and he's a smart individual. And to me, the guy just has unlimited potential. I really think, I know he's missed a game, and I really think he can make a difference when he's in there. And, I know Pittsburgh got the better of us, obviously, but when he wasn't out there, but thank God he's healthy and he does great things. Every week I think he'll make some great plays for us. I really do, because he's that type of individual. He's a playmaker, and the guy's just been fun to work with, and even in coverage. I mean, this guy, I know what no one sees that in coverage. I just want to talk about quarterback sacks. This guy can drop in the coverage. He can flip his hips. I mean, he's tremendous. Really is.
Since his kind of a follow-up to that, ever since his rookie season, the fans have, and we've written it here, they're trying to get him back on track. Is he back on track, do you think? I mean, is he back to where you know, a guy that had all those sacks as a rookie should be now in his third, fourth year?
Yeah, see, it's hard for me to speak about, like, the past with him. I mean, I saw him on the sideline running by our tackles in Oakland. But, he looked tremendous then. So, I see the same guy, a guy who's made plays and is going to keep getting better. His work ethic is tremendous. You know, the thing I like about a guy like that is you can't teach him still, he's not set in his ways. He's up to learning techniques. He tries. He does extra things. And I think he's going to be, a great player. Always have. I've said that from day one. And I just feel that. I feel that he can get better in the second half. I really do.